If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable, but the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Deep stupidity has consequences in the real world. That is particularly true in the realm of foreign policy. In domestic policy, you can be pretty stupid, but we have some pretty solid checks and balances constitutionally from the local and state levels all the way on up to the federal government. Stupidity very often can be somewhat mitigated by these structures. But when it comes to foreign policy, the president of the United States has effectively plenary power. He has extraordinary powers over foreign policy. And that means that the stupidity of a president of the United States can put people in the United States and our allies in danger of being killed because the president is a dullard. The president is an imbecile. Well, when you have a senile imbecile in charge of the United States government, you got a problem. Joe Biden is not just senile. He is, in fact, an imbecile. He's been an imbecile on foreign policy literally his entire career. Robert Gates, former Secretary of Defense under Barack Obama, said that Joe Biden had not been right on a single foreign policy issue his entire career. That pattern maintained yesterday. First of all, Joe Biden is no longer with us. But even if he were with us, that would not be much of a comfort. Here was Joe Biden yesterday getting confused about teleprompters. Again, this is the person who is in charge of America's national security. And he has put us on the brink of World War III in not one area, but two in one day. That's how smart this guy is. Here we go.
I got into Wilmington and one of the please move all that back, by the way. One of the things that I learned early on.
All that back is the teleprompter. Okay, so this person is no longer, forget about the senility, though. This is a deeply unprincipled human being. Joe Biden, when it comes to foreign policy, does not have a damned clue. He blows with the wind. Wherever is the center of the Democratic Party or the center of gravity in the Democratic Party at any given time, that is where he is. And it turns out that the center of the Democratic Party is the editorial board at the New York Times and all of their followers. The center of the Democratic Party is the absolute dullards over on MSNBC. The center of the Democratic Party is all the TikTok generation kids with the purple hair. Those are the people that Joe Biden is following. And so that means that he has now put us, as I say, in danger of World War III in two separate arenas on the planet Earth at the same time. So we begin with Ukraine. So thanks to the bizarre and peculiar and insane theory that Donald Trump was elected in 2016 because Vladimir Putin wanted Donald Trump elected and therefore manipulated all of the voting and paid people off and all of this. Because of that, Democrats have decided that Russia is the worst threat on the planet. Not just a threat to Ukraine, with which I agree, but a deep and abiding threat sufficient that the entire left is unified against Russia, which is weird because back in 2012, which was not all that long before 2016, Mitt Romney was saying that. And Democrats like Barack Obama were suggesting that Mitt Romney needed to call the 1980s and tell them that he had their foreign policy or some such nonsense. By 2017, Democrats had decided that Russia was indeed the greatest threat to America, but not just a great threat that required an actual counter. A point with which I agree. Russia is a powerful geopolitical enemy of the United States. Vladimir Putin is a canny chess player. He also happens to be at the head of a country that is willing to undergo significant physical and military sacrifice on behalf of territorial gain. That's been true for centuries in Russia. All of that is true. But what's amazing is that the left in this country has decided that it is worth going to possible nuclear war over Ukraine, not to maintain the current borders of Ukraine, but it is worth it to go nuclear war in order to, you don't like, for what? So yesterday, Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State for the President of the United States, he maintained two positions. One is understandable. That is increased aid to Ukraine in the face of Russian aggression in the Donbass and Crimea. The other is totally crazy. So here he was calling for more aid to Ukraine in the face of the West slow walking aid to Ukraine in the first place.
So more than ever, we have genuine burden sharing among the allies. And in the 30 or so years that I've been engaged in these issues, this is probably the best example of burden sharing that I've seen. The United States has made tremendous contributions ourselves, but it is imperative that Congress pass the supplementary budget request that President Biden has made. I know that Speaker Johnson committed to bring the supplemental to a vote swiftly. The message from Brussels is clear. That vote cannot happen soon enough.
Okay, so that's sustainable. That's understandable. Here's the part where you go crazy. It's more on this in a moment. First, spring is in the air, and with that comes spring cleaning. Now, there are lots of ways you can refresh your home for spring. You can clean, reorganize, maybe even paint. And that's great, but here is the best thing you can do. Get some new bedding. Bull & Branch makes the softest, most breathable bedding you will ever experience. I absolutely love my Bull & Branch sheets. You can feel the difference in quality compared to all the other sheets. In fact, we took all of our other sheets and we threw them out because these luxury sheets are fantastic, buttery, breathable. They get softer every time you wash them. I can't sleep without them. Literally cannot, which is why when I'm on the road, I even bring Bull & Branch blankets in my suitcase. Upgrade your sleep today with Bull & Branch's signature sheets. These best-selling sheets are made from the finest quality 100% organic cotton, completely free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals. Bull & Branch's signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin all the way on up to California King. With their 30-night worry-free guarantee, you can wash, style, and sleep in Bull & Branch sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, send them right back, but you'll love them. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bull & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code Ben at bullandbranch.com. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code Ben. Exclusions apply. See site for details. We'll get to more on this in just a moment. First, $20 barely gets you anything these days. Inflation keeps spiraling, but you know what $20 will get you? From the cell phone company I use, Pure Talk, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as your current cell phone provider, but for about half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can switch to Pure Talk and keep the phone and phone number you currently use, or you can take advantage of their latest great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Making the switch is incredibly easy. Their U.S. customer service team can help you join Pure Talk in as little as 10 minutes. Choose to spend your hard-earned money with a wireless company that shares your values, supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on, you know, the fake news networks. So stop spending a ridiculous amount of money on your phone plan. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro. Right now, my listeners can get an additional 50% off their very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro. Go check them out right now. I've been using Pure Talk myself for years. Great coverage, excellent price, puretalk.com/Shapiro. So Tony Blinken yesterday said, Ukraine needs to join NATO. Now, what is the timeline for that? How does that timeline look? It's been the position of the United States and many of the NATO allies that eventually, at some point, Ukraine would join NATO. But the way that Anthony Blinken articulated this yesterday, he's making it sound like he wants NATO to accept Ukraine today. Here was the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, yesterday. Because, again, Ukraine isn't just a country that the United States has an interest in not seeing fall to the Russians. Again, a proposition with which I agree. Apparently, it is worth going to nuclear war or threatening nuclear war to stop the current stalemate that has now engulfed the borders of Ukraine.
The determination of every country represented here at NATO remains rock solid. We will do everything that we can. Allies will do everything that they can to ensure that Ukraine has what it needs to continue to deal with Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine, an aggression that
gets
worse with every passing day. Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose at the summit is to help build a bridge to that membership and to create a clear pathway for Ukraine moving forward.
Okay, so Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Okay, if he means like today or anytime while this conflict is ongoing, understand, if Ukraine became a member of NATO, literally that day the United States would be in a shooting war with Russia. Because if you allow Ukraine to join NATO in the middle of the war, then this is no longer a proxy war in which you are funding the Ukrainians. At that point, Ukraine declares that Article 5 has been invoked and all the NATO allies join in the war on Russia. And now you are at direct war with a nuclear armed power. Does this sound like intelligent policy to you? It's absolutely nonsensical. Again, the policy of the United States with regard to Ukraine, a policy that I support, is fund Ukraine necessary to preserve its independent existence from Russia, while understanding that the chances that they are going to defeat Russia in Crimea or the Donbass region are extremely low, and then look for an off-ramp. This has been my position since very early on in the war. Vladimir Putin may not be looking for an off-ramp. That means you have to continue to fund Ukraine sufficient to push Putin to look for an off-ramp. But when you say Ukraine will join NATO, understand that if that were to be effectuated today, you would be in a shooting war with a nuclear-armed superpower. So, does that seem like intelligent policy? Doesn't seem like intelligent policy to me. But if you thought that that was the worst threat of World War III that the Biden administration would create yesterday, you are wrong. The worst threat of World War III that the Biden administration created yesterday is the threat that they created in the Middle East. So the Biden administration has decided to completely outsource its foreign policy in the Middle East to Dearborn, Michigan, pro-Hamas activists on college campuses, and the editorial board of the New York Times. Those are the people who are currently running the foreign policy of the Biden administration in the Middle East. So lest we forget, on October 6th, there was no war between Israel and Hamas. On October 7th, Hamas crossed the border between the Gaza Strip and Israel and murdered everybody in a several mile radius. 1,200 civilians dead, 250 people taken back into Gaza and held as hostage. And today, there are over 100 people who are being held as hostages by Hamas in the Gaza Strip, including five American citizens. That is happening right now as we speak. And the Biden administration initially took the position that Israel had a right not only to defend itself, but to destroy and defeat Hamas. This was their original position. In fact, if you go all the way back to October 24th of 2023, the White House was openly stating that a ceasefire would be in Hamas's interest, that Hamas wanted a ceasefire. Here is the White House. This is, again, October 24th, 2023, saying a ceasefire only helps Hamas.
All I can tell you is we're going to continue to make sure Israel has the tools and the capabilities that they need to defend themselves. We're going to continue to try to get that humanitarian assistance in. We're going to continue to try to get hostages and people out of Gaza appropriately. And as I think you've heard us say, a ceasefire right now really only benefits Hamas. That's where we are right now.
Okay, so what has changed? The answer is nothing. Hamas still controls Rafah. Hamas still controls large parts of the Gaza Strip. In terms of, can humanitarian aid get in? Hamas has not been completely defeated in the Gaza Strip. A ceasefire now still only helps Hamas. Nothing has changed. Something has changed. That thing is the Biden administration. You can see the evolution was happening. If you fast forward to just last week, here was John Kirby explaining why the United States was abstaining from a UN resolution that separated off the demand for a ceasefire from the demand for hostage release. So the United States had been pushing at the UN for a UN Security Council resolution that called, combined, for a ceasefire with the release of hostages. The United States then decided to change its position and abstain from a resolution that separated these two demands, ceasefire and hostages. In other words, there should be a ceasefire even if hostages are still being held by Hamas. The United States abstained from that. The White House tried to spin it.
The president makes decisions based on the national security interests of the United States. And this decision to abstain on this resolution is in keeping with the national security interests of the United States. And quite frankly, it's in keeping with the national security concerns of the Israeli people.
Okay. Now, what's really happened here is that the internal pressure inside the Biden administration from the far left, the lies that are being told to Joe Biden about his electoral prospects should he abandon Israel, those have earwormed him at this point. He's got his similarly dullard wife, Dr. Jill Biden, whispering into his ear that he needs to, quote unquote, stop the war in Gaza. And so now Joe Biden has made the full turn. The full turn is to take the complete pro-Hamas position. The complete pro-Hamas position, what Hamas wants more than anything else right now, is an immediate ceasefire, leaving Hamas in place while holding the hostages. Yesterday, the Biden administration literally just did that. They literally just did that. So here was Antony Blinken saying not only that there should be an immediate ceasefire, but also that if Israel does not change its policy, then America would change its policy, presumably conditioning its aid to Israel on a change of policy. Now, what exactly would that change in policy be? Israel has been allowing in hundreds of trucks every single day. The reason the World Central Kitchen trucks were even in the Gaza Strip is because they had been working with Israel for 6 months to facilitate aid into the Gaza Strip at the behest of the Americans, by the way. And now Tony Blinken is saying, if Israel doesn't change its policy, then they will condition aid. He then also suggested that Israel, if it didn't care enough about civilians, becomes indistinguishable from Hamas, which is an insane contention. It's the kind of stupid crap you see in a bad left-wing Hollywood movie. Where he's, well, if we kill the bad guys, we'll become the same as the bad guys. That kind of garbage. Well, this is, I mean, it is almost impossible to overstate how much the Biden administration has now flipped to the side of Hamas. All Hamas wants in life is to be preserved by the pathetic weakness of the West in the face of Hamas's evil. Understand, the reason that this is happening is because Hamas uses human shields. That's why this is happening. If Hamas were a legitimate army out in the field, like, say, the Russian army is a legitimate army out in the field, if that were the case, the United States would not end support. They would increase support to Israel because Hamas is acting more evilly than the Russian army, because they are hiding behind their own women and behind their own children. And because they're holding hostages, the United States is saying that Israel has to cave to them. So the more evil you are, the more the United States will force you to cave to the evil. That is the logic right now. We'll get to more on this in a moment. First, football season may be over. Basketball action is still in full swing. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for a playoff home court, there is no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. If you want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill and Sugar Sean O'Malley, you can now find Community Plays under the Promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community every week. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance, so your entries stay into play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you've got a player who exits the game in the first half and doesn't come back in the second, that player projection won't count against you. The rest of your entry stays live. Producer Jake loves Prize Picks. He likes the easy-to-use interface. He's been getting in on that March Madness action. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code Ben for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Use code Ben on the Prize Picks app for a first deposit match up to $100. We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, it's not too late to experience the thrill of sports betting with BetOnline during this March Madness season. Picture the excitement of watching your favorite team or athlete compete with the added thrill of having a stake in the outcome. It's a whole new level of exhilaration. If you're not a basketball fan, BetOnline offers practically any bet you can imagine. Producer Jake loves using BetOnline every week. He bets on golf. He has already placed his bets on the Masters next week. With the Final Four coming up tomorrow, now is the perfect time to join in on the action. So while you're watching your favorite team, why not put a couple of bucks on it with a friendly wager? You might find that it takes your love of sports to a whole new level. Go to betonline.ag to place your bets today. Use promo code Ben for a 50% instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's betonline.ag. Use promo code Ben. BetOnline. The options are endless. Again, check them out right now at betonline.ag and place your bet today and use promo code Ben. Get that 50% instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000. Final Four is coming up. Now's a great time to get in. BetOnline.ag. Use promo code Ben. The Biden administration, and why does that threaten World War III? Because if you're Iran and you're watching this, you are just licking your lips. If you are Iran, which is the singular spreader of terror around the globe, and you're watching this, here's what you're seeing. You are seeing that Hamas cannot militarily defeat Israel, which is why they've avoided open battle. What you are seeing is that the United States is now preserving Hamas. The United States wants Hamas to be preserved. Apparently, that's the goal. They're claiming that it's about humanitarian aid. The true humanitarian measure here would be to allow Israel to finish off Hamas and then to transition to some sort of shared coalitional government structure, United States, Israel, UAE, Bahrain, Saudi, preferably without the United States even involved. Let the Arabs take care of it, for example. They don't want to, but let them do it. As an American, I don't want America involved like at all with anything having to do with the Gaza Strip. But the fact is that Tony Blinken is doing the work of... So if you're Iran, you're looking, you're saying the United States is perfectly fine with apparently keeping Hamas in place. The United States is currently paying, I'm not kidding you, they're giving money to Lebanon to help relocate people in southern Lebanon. Those towns are dominated by Hezbollah. The United States is clearing $10 billion a year in money flowing to Iran. While this is all happening, the radical Palestinian population in Jordan is now threatening the Hashemite Kingdom, which is an American ally. The Houthis in Yemen have not only survived, they've continued to shut down trafficking in the Red Sea. And this administration is putting pressure on Israel. That's it. If you're Iran, why not just go hog wild? Seriously, why not? Or maybe just slow play it. I mean, all the options are at your disposal. There's a lot of talk right now about whether Iran is going to launch some sort of severe attack against Israel over the course of the next 72 hours or not. The CIA has suggested yes. The intelligence in Israel has suggested yes. I don't think Iran does much of anything, because why would they? They've already got their man in the White House, apparently. Here is Tony Blinken playing full propaganda fullback for Hamas.
Israel is a democracy. Hamas, a terrorist organization. And democracies place the highest value on human life. Every human life. It's what distinguishes us from terrorists, like Hamas. If we lose that reverence for human life, we risk becoming indistinguishable from those we confront. He made clear that
pause
US
there for
policy
a second. That is so disgusting. That is so disgusting what he is saying there. Of course, Israel places a premium on civilian life. They've gotten their own soldiers killed in order to preserve human life in the Gaza Strip, where Hamas is attempting to murder its own citizens. To liken Israel's behavior to Hamas, to suggest that Israel does not place a premium on human life. By the way, even when it comes to this world aid, this world central kitchen situation, Israel literally just did a full investigation and then fired members of its own military over this, which is something the United States never did when it came to droning an entire family in Afghanistan on our way out. Joe Biden still hasn't apologized for that. But here is Tony, again, trying to draw a moral equivalence between a democracy that was attacked by a terrorist group and the terrorist group itself. Like, is there one word of pressure on Hamas anywhere in here? The answer is no. Literally nothing that is happening in the Gaza Strip would be happening if Hamas had not done what it did on October 7th and if they surrendered today with the hostages. But they're not doing any of that. And so the United States is now under Joe Biden because he wants to win pro-Hamas voters in Dearborn, Michigan, and blue-haired lesbians at the Wesleyan campus. Because of that, they've decided that it's imperative that the coalitional approach, the Queers for Palestine members of the Biden administration run foreign policy. That's what this is.
U.S. policy with respect to Gaza will be determined by our assessment of Israel's immediate action on these steps. He underscored as well that an immediate ceasefire is essential to stabilize and improve the humanitarian situation and protect innocent civilians. And he urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to empower his negotiators to conclude a deal without delay to bring the hostages home.
Okay, all of that is insane, like patently insane. So he is now taking the position the United States abstained from at the UN like a week and a half ago. The United States abstained from a UN Security Council resolution that separated off the ceasefire from the release of hostages. Now he's endorsing that resolution. He's calling for Israel to declare an immediate ceasefire with the hostages still being held by Hamas. And then he says Israel needs to empower its negotiators to come to some sort of deal with Hamas. Why in the world would Hamas come to a deal? They have every single card, every single one. They've got the pressure of the United States on America's own ally that in favor of Hamas, which is why Hamas continues to reject every single deal. Hamas knows that if they just hold the hostages long enough and if they get enough civilians killed, that the United States will eventually declare that Israel must lose the war and preserve Hamas in place while Hamas still holds the hostages, including five Americans. And we spent $6 billion and gave it to Iran to get out five Americans from Iran. When it comes to Hamas, the United States is perfectly willing to let Hamas apparently hold Americans hostage in terror tunnels because Joe Biden wants to please Chef Jose Andres or something. And again, all of this ups the prospects of World War III because an aggressive Iran in the Middle East is going to get more and more aggressive. And there will come a point where the existence of the state of Israel is at risk. And if that happens, then the bleep really hits the fan. Because if you think that Israel has unleashed its military power thus far, you are wrong. Israel has used a significant portion of its military power in the Gaza Strip. But if there is an existential, like a full-on existential danger to the state of Israel, things are going to get extremely hot, extremely fast. The Biden administration's willingness to completely flip on this thing in favor of Hamas is totally crazy. We'll get to more on this in a moment. First, there's nothing like sitting behind home plate at a baseball game, unless it's a White Sox game these days. But when you want the best tickets anywhere, you have to connect quickly or somebody else will get that seat instead. It's kind of like hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles really fast before the competition scoops them up. The best way to do that is with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter will help you find qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology shows you qualified people for the role. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter. Find the best talent fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within day one. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. Try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. We've been using it here at Daily Wire for literally a decade at this point. Go check them out right now at ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. Try it out for free. Get the best employees quickly. Make sure you can filter them the most easy possible way. ZipRecruiter will do all of it for you. ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire to try it for free. We'll get to more on this in a moment. First, let's be real. There are people who say cauliflower crust pizza is better than normal pizza. Those people are liars. I'm not going to get my vegetables that way. So I make up my vegetable deficiencies by taking Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature fruits and veggies is the most convenient way to ensure you get your daily intake of fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature uses an advanced cold vacuum process that encapsulates fruits and veggies into whole food supplements without sacrificing those natural antioxidants. The capsules are completely void of additives, fillers, extracts, synthetics, pesticides, or added sugar. The only thing in Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules, fruits and veggies. You need nutrients to function at your best every single day. Balance of Nature helps you do just that. I've been traveling a lot recently. In the past, I used to get sick from doing that. Well, since I've started taking Balance of Nature, I feel healthier. I'm ready to go. And yeah, it's kosher. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Shapiro to get 35% off your first set of fruits and veggies. Get an additional $10 off every additional set you buy. That's balanceofnature.com. Promo code Shapiro. Again, according to the Times of Israel, a senior Hamas leader says Egypt has put forward a ceasefire and hostage release proposal, but it does not include anything new. The terror group will not back down from any of its previous demands. The unnamed official charges the U.S. and Egyptian mediators wanted to keep the ceasefire process alive. Despite their conviction, there was a wide gap between Israel and Hamas. So what exactly was offered to Hamas? A six-week ceasefire and a 40-for-1 ratio of terrorist murderers released for every hostage released, and Hamas turned it down. The only reason you turn that down is because you got all the leverage, and they do have all the leverage. Because they believe that they can mobilize the editorial board of the New York Times and the voters in Dearborn, Michigan, and the marchers in New York in order to pressure Joe Biden. They think they've got their man. And by the way, it appears they're right. So here is John Kirby forced into the very unwelcome position of having to defend this insane policy. He's asked by Peter Doocy, it seems like you are wavering, that you want it both ways, which is true. They want to say that they're still pro-Israel and they support Israel while totally taking the knees out from under Israel. By the way, there's been a lot of talk about Rafah. Rafah is the southern city in the Gaza Strip where virtually all the civilians have been shuttled to in order so that Israel can facilitate the killing of terrorists without killing too many civilians. That is something, again, that no army in history really has done. So Israel did all of that. They've presented plans to the Americans to get the civilians out of Rafah and somewhere else so they can go in and destroy the terror tunnels in Rafah, see if they can rescue hostages, and destroy the last vestiges of Hamas in Rafah. The United States has said they want to approve the plan. Let's be very clear about this. The United States under Joe Biden will never approve any plan in Rafah. Joe Biden has made that perfectly clear. The reason is because the minute Joe Biden approves a plan in Rafah and Israel goes and implements the plan in Rafah, Joe Biden owns the plan in Rafah. He can't afford to own the plan in Rafah because, again, he is too concerned about making sure that the blue-haired lesbians at Wesleyan and the pro-Hamas voters in Dearborn, Michigan, vote for him. And if he approves any plan in Rafah and one civilian dies, forget about that. If they kill a member of Hamas, the blue-haired lesbians will be angry. The pro-Hamas members will be angry. Joe Biden fed the crocodile piece by piece his foreign policy, and now the crocodile has eaten him whole. Here is John Kirby trying to wriggle around like a worm at the end of a hook on this one.
As I said, and as it says in that readout, we made clear, and he made it clear to the prime minister in his call, that our support for Israel's self-defense remains ironclad. It's not gonna stop. It's not gonna waver. But will there perhaps be some policy changes we might have to make if we don't see policy changes out of Israel? Yes. The president made it clear that our policies with respect to Gaza will be dependent upon our assessment of how well the Israelis make changes and implement changes to make the situation in Gaza better for the Palestinian people.
And how much time are you giving them to make these changes, to implement these concrete
Again,
steps?
We would hope to see some announcements of changes here in coming hours and days, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay, so Israel did announce immediately that they were increasing the number of food trucks that were being allowed in from 350, which is already extremely high, to 500. That's not going to buy off Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden is now captured. He is now ideologically captured by his left flank. That is what is happening here. And it is pathetic. It's even more pathetic from just a realpolitik point of view. Like, take away all of the moral questions here. Just look at this in terms of pure realpolitik. In terms of realpolitik, look at Ukraine and Russia. The United States has an interest in preserving an independent Ukraine but the United States does not have any interest in getting into a shooting war with a nuclear armed power. So what does Joe Biden do? He is facilitating the entry of the United States into a NATO pact, including Ukraine, that would facilitate a shooting war with a nuclear armed power. From a realpolitik point of view, this is asinine. It makes no sense. We can continue to fund Ukraine and make sure that Ukraine doesn't collapse to Russian predations without putting ourselves in harm's way. And meanwhile, Joe Biden is out there announcing that Ukraine should join NATO, which, of course, would immediately invoke Article 5. And then the United States would be in a direct shooting war with Russia. That's what Joe Biden's doing. So from a realpolitik point of view, absolutely asinine. From a realpolitik point of view on Israel and Hamas, the United States is not involved in this conflict. There's an ally of the United States that is attempting to destroy a terror group. Meanwhile, by the way, you know who else is in favor of destroying that terror group? Despite all of the protestations for the streets, the Saudi government, the Egyptian government, even the Jordanian government, they have to mouth off because they have to demonstrate to all of their radical civilians, their citizens, that they are not in favor of the Jews. But that doesn't mean that Saudi isn't in the corner rooting for Israel to destroy Hamas, which is an Iranian proxy, or that Egypt isn't in the corner hoping that Israel destroys Hamas, which is an Iranian proxy and threatens Egypt, or that Jordan isn't in the corner hoping that Israel destroys Hamas, which again is an Iranian proxy threatening the Hashemite dynasty in Jordan. From a realpolitik point of view, the stupidest thing you could do is hand Iran a victory in the face of what is an extremely effective military operation in Gaza. And that's exactly what Joe Biden is doing. Why? Again, to garner sympathy from his far left. It's more on this in just one moment. First, do you owe back taxes or still have unfiled returns? Not only is owing back taxes really stressful, but the IRS has also become more determined than ever. The IRS's chief data and analytics officer revealed they're focused on an enforcement project with an average return on investment of about $6 for every $1 spent. They're targeting individuals and businesses that currently owe back taxes or have not filed their returns first. Tax Network USA, the nation's leading tax relief firm, knows the tax code and will fight for you. With a record of negotiating over $1 billion in tax relief for their clients, their team is knowledgeable in handling any type of tax issue. Whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, they can help. Even if you don't have all your personal or business records from over the years, they can get you filed up to date. Facing the IRS without a professional is not a smart move. Contact Tax Network USA for the best strategic advice to help reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. Call today at 1-800-245-6000 or visit their website at tnusa.com/Shapiro. They'll give you a free private consultation on how you can settle your tax debt today. That's tnusa.com/Shapiro. Again, tnusa.com/Shapiro. We'll get to more on this in just a moment. First, let me tell you, when you look at your house, you just buy a new house, you're looking at repainting, maybe you switch over the floors, whatever you do, the thing people don't look at enough is the window coverings. They think, it just kind of looks dingy in here. Look at your window coverings, like now as I'm talking to you. Yes, you need those replaced. We did that with Blinds.com. You can do the same. With over 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. You can measure and install them yourself, or have Blinds.com send local professionals to take care of the installation for you. There's no showroom, no retail markets. No matter how many order, installation is just one low cost. If you don't have an eye for design, Blinds.com experts are always available to help choose the style and color that's right for you. Everything they sell is covered by their perfect fit and 100% satisfaction guarantee. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, Blinds.com is sure to have the perfect treatments for your windows. Shop Blinds.com right now. Save up to 45%. Get up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. When you check out online, don't forget to tell them you heard about Blinds.com from The Ben Shapiro Show. That helps them. It helps us as well. Rules and restrictions may apply. Go check them out. Blinds.com. Check them out. So who are they catering to here? They're catering to celebrities because Chef Jose Andres, who cooks at restaurants and has restaurants, that means that he now is that means that he now gets to make war policy for the administration. I have nothing but sympathy for Chef Jose Andres in the fact that he knew the people who were killed. That's horrifying. There's a horrifying incident. Israel has literally fired commanders over it. Israel has apologized publicly for it, which is more than the United States or any other Western country does during friendly fire incidents typically. But now, Jose Andres is putting pressure on the Biden administration and Biden is listening, which is insane. You don't make foreign policy on the basis of a celebrity chef's opinions on world peace. But here is Karine Jean-Pierre saying that that's kind of what they're doing.
Look, you saw the president. We put that in his statement. Obviously, we made sure that it was in his statement, how he felt about his relationship, his friendship with Chef Andres. He considers him a friend. He sees him as a hero. in everything that he has done, not just in Gaza, but across the globe, in feeding people who are in need, the humanitarian assistance that he provides. We have said the op-ed that he wrote is incredibly powerful. And the first couple of words out of his statement yesterday was outrage and heartbroken.
He also happens to be a member of the political far left. And so he was pushing for a ceasefire literally within about a week and a half of the original attack on Israel, October 7th. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders's wing of the Democratic Party is in the ascendancy. Here is Bernie Sanders being absolutely despicable, as he always is on matters morally inclined. He's just trash. He's a trash human being, Bernie Sanders. Here he was.
The bottom line is we are looking at one of the worst humanitarian disasters that we have seen in a very, very long time. We're literally, at this moment, looking at hundreds of thousands of children starving to death because Israel is not allowing the humanitarian trucks into Gaza, and especially into the areas where people are in most desperate condition. To my mind, Israel should not be getting another nickel in military aid until these policies are fundamentally changed. So if, you know, my view is no more military aid to Israel when children in Gaza are starving.
Okay, let's just be clear about this. The reason children in Gaza are hungry is because Hamas will not surrender. Bernie has not put one iota of pressure on Hamas because his base likes Hamas, because they hate Israel, and Israel's an outpost of generalized Western civilization, and Bernie hates that too. So, by the way, all this is a lie. Israel, again, has been facilitating hundreds of trucks into the Gaza Strip every single day. How do you think WCK got there in the first place? Elizabeth Warren is suggesting openly now that Israel is trying to starve out Gaza, which is a vile, despicable thing to say. If Israel were trying to starve out Gaza, you know what they wouldn't be doing? Since the beginning of the war, allowing food trucks in. They've been allowing hundreds of food trucks in. Here she is lying because, again, the progressive left is completely disconnected from reality, but they're very much connected to a narrative that suggests that Israel must lose and Hamas must win.
I think the best we can do here is that we need to all be working together. And that's the president, that's people in Congress. And I am hopeful that when the president talks with Prime Minister Netanyahu, he will be making it clear that support for the actions of the prime minister he's not helping Israel. He is not keeping Israel safe, and that he cannot continue to follow a policy of trying to starve out the people of Gaza, that he loses support all around the world.
A policy of trying to starve out the people of Gaza as Israel facilitates the entry of aid into the Gaza Strip. It's Orwellian kind of crap. But again, Joe Biden's been convinced by his interior team and by Joe Biden that somehow, if Hamas wins, that will be good for his administration. I suppose we'll find out. I suppose we'll find out if that's true. If, in fact, the American people are very much in favor of Hamas winning at the behest of the Biden administration. Now, points here to John Fetterman, who continues to be the great surprise of American politics over the course of the last decade. Here was John Fetterman yesterday saying on CBS that you should stand with Israel when they are fighting, you know, terrorists. Again, not one word from the Biden administration about pressure on Hamas. Not one word. But here's John Fetterman saying the obvious.
You don't have to agree. You don't have to agree with every leader's views. But, you know, we have an opportunity to stand with Israel in this situation. And that's what I've decided to do.
And good for John Fetterman. Again, if the Biden administration had taken this morally clear position, this war would be over already. If the Biden administration had said from the beginning, Israel has to defeat Hamas, we will support Israel up to the point where it defeats Hamas, in the same way that the United States has done for, say, Ukraine. In a situation where victory is not only undefined, but unachievable by Joe Biden's definition, then this war would have already been over. But instead, the United States decided that it was very, very, very important to signal, to virtue signal, to those pro-Hamas necks in Michigan. That was the most important thing. In just one second, we'll get to the administration's China policy, which continues to be a complete muddle. First, the Daily Wire has decided to give Matt Walsh a robe, a gavel, and an all-new series. Introducing Judged by Matt Walsh on Daily Wire Plus. That is correct. It appears that an individual in the Daily Wire's ranks deemed it fitting to give the most hypercritical human being on earth the authority of a bona fide judge. That's like an actual thing that we did. Also, a quick reminder, I'm an actual graduate of Harvard Law School, and Matt Walsh is Judge Walsh. Take a look at the official trailer for the new Daily Wire Plus series, Judge by Matt Walsh, right now.
All rise for the Honorable Judge Walsh.
Please be seated. Ms. Goldstein, Mr. Bentley, Mr. Outerbridge, Ms. Spicer,
Your Honor.
Mr. Barney,
yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Singh.
Yes. At 30,000 feet, my lips exploded.
Why would I pay rent to somebody who had sex with my sister?
A dog bit my finger.
He's allergic, like the grass.
If he didn't want me to drive the car, he would have took the key. I had it with him.
Has anyone told you you're the worst negotiator that's ever lived? I've never been more annoyed than I am in this moment. Not even close. That does it. Please get the hell out of my courtroom.
Get ready for real petty court where anything you say can and I'm sure will be held against you by Matt Walsh. Be the first to see Judge by Matt Walsh Tuesday, April 9th, 8 p.m. Eastern on Daily Wire Plus. If you don't have a Daily Wire Plus membership, get it now for 35% off with code JUDGED at checkout. Go to dailywire.com/subscribe. I'm never going to call him Your Honor. Also, we have a brand new Sunday special coming out, as you might imagine, this Sunday with Dr. Phil. It is a fascinating conversation about parenting and psychology and America more broadly. You're going to love it. Check out a little bit of the trailer.
You know, I think this is a great country, and I love America. I love this country. I stand up when the flag goes by. I put my hand over my heart when they play the national anthem. I get tired of people apologizing for America, but I love it enough to admit that we've got issues that we need to focus on and work on and change. But, you know, we're not number one in science. We're not number one in math. We're not number one in reading. There are a lot of things that are making us less competitive if every day goes by. And I worry that maybe it's that 70 or 80% in the middle that is afraid to speak up and is just kind of defaulting to those with the loudest mouth. And that really bothers me.
So check that out this Sunday. That is Dr. Phil on the Sunday special coming soon. Okay, meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to be absolutely discombobulated and confused when it comes to, say, China policy. So at the same exact time that the United States will say that we want Ukraine to enter NATO, which, again, would immediately lead to a shooting war with a nuclear armed power, the United States is signaling once again to China that we will be conciliatory. Now, it has been the policy of the United States for decades that we, quote unquote, do not support an independent Taiwan. George W. Bush said that. Barack Obama said that. We've had this bizarre strategic incoherence with regard to Taiwan for a very long time, specifically because we believe that if we provoke the Chinese into invading Taiwan, if we say we support Taiwanese independence, that China will invade basically the next day. With that said, does the United States de facto support Taiwanese independence? The answer, of course, is yes. De facto, the United States does not want Taiwan to be governed by mainland China. The question is, what resources are we willing to put behind all of that? So that strategic incoherence continues to be on complete display here. Here is John Kirby yesterday suggesting, once again, we do not support independence for Taiwan.
I won't characterize President Xi's comments, but I can tell you that President Biden was very, very clear that nothing's changed about our one China policy. We don't support independence for Taiwan, but we also don't want to see the status quo changed in a unilateral way, and certainly not by force.
Okay, so preserve the status quo, but we don't support independence for Taiwan. Again, that has been the historic position of the United States. The problem is that Joe Biden's weak policies have led China to believe that they can do pretty much whatever they want. And again, there will come a point here where if China can't get what it wants by soft power, it will, in fact, blockade the island of Taiwan. That is their goal. They believe that if they can show enough daylight between Taiwan and the United States that Taiwan feels truly threatened, Taiwan will preemptively, effectively elect a pro-China government. Taiwan has not done this. The last election was a little bit closer than has been the usual over there. But with that said, the United States is not demonstrating the naval power necessary to actually break a blockade of Taiwan were that to happen. Again, the real reason that China would like to blockade Taiwan is to get Taiwan to then supply via TSMC sophisticated microchips to the Chinese military sufficient to allow China to actually challenge America's military predominance. So what is the Biden administration doing? They're activating 40-year-old chips. So the Biden administration has taken incredibly soft on defense policy. They have cut the military budget effectively. They have not built up our military in the face of increasing global threat. The Wall Street Journal says, standing on the bridge of a 270-foot U.S. Coast Guard cutter, Lieutenant Channing Meyer listed the recent upgrades to the 40-year-old ship, a new deck gun, reliable power connections, an improved electronic navigation system, and better internet connectivity. This thing runs like it was built yesterday, he said, a short time later inside a hallway on the Harriet Lane. The Coast Guard transferred the Harriet Lane to the Pacific from the U.S. East Coast a few months ago, part of the Biden administration's latest move to compete with China for influence in the region. U.S. officials view the Coast Guard as a potent soft power tool in the Pacific, which is home to U.S. military assets and strategic waterways that could be crucial in a military confrontation over Taiwan. But the Coast Guard is deploying retrofitted vessels like the Harriet Lane because a plan to build a new class of more modern ships will take years and has been bogged down by delays and cost increases. At the same time, the Coast Guard's enlisted workforce is 10% below its authorized strength, one of the largest shortages in its 233-year history, and is expected to worsen this year, according to officials. Meanwhile, China has reinforced its Coast Guard with more than 20 former Navy corvettes and is increasingly asserting its territorial claims in the South China Sea, where Chinese fishing vessels double as a maritime militia. Beijing is also actively seeking influence in the Pacific. Certain Chinese Coast Guard vessels may have longer-range guns compared with the Harriet Lane, some analysts said. So again, the goal here for China is create enough naval power to be able to blockade Taiwan, sufficient to pressure them to elect a friendly government, get the microchips, and then upgrade your military capacity. And then China really has the ability to harm the United States in some pretty severe ways, including the closing off of the Taiwan Straits, which is, again, one of the world's chief choke points for trade. Now, foreign policy is actually fairly simple. It is a fifth grade playground. In a fifth grade playground, the biggest bully typically wins. The United States, since World War II, has been the biggest bully. When the biggest bully decides that it is, in fact, bad and terrible, and that it needs to recede from the world scene, and that it needs to, you know, show the world that it's a kinder, gentler bully, it stops working out, starts sitting in the corner. Turns out there are other bullies on the playground. There's not only one bully in any fifth grade class. There are usually multiple. And it turns out that what you want is that the bully happens to be the most moral player on the block. Well, and it turns out that China's a bully and Russia's a bully. Iran is a bully. It turns out when the United States recedes from its position of world leadership out of some sort of peculiar sense of self-doubt, all of our enemies are not sitting still. There's this weird take on foreign policy that has become incredibly predominant, which is that the United States is the only country with agency on earth. That basically everything that everyone else does is a reaction to us. Russia would not have invaded Ukraine if it had not been for the United States doing X. China would not be concerned about Taiwan if it were not for the United States being so provocative. Or alternatively, everybody is playing the same game and everybody has their own geostrategic interests and they are going to pursue those geostrategic interests and where they meet mush, they will push. Which one of those sounds more likely to you? There's a certain arrogance and self-centeredness about isolationist or left-wing foreign policy, sort of Noam Chomsky-esque, the rest of the world just reacts to the United States foreign policy. Turns out people all over the world are adults and have agency. It would be nice if the United States treated its enemies as though they had agency sometimes and are not mere children who are the playthings of more powerful Western powers, because that's not true. Okay, meanwhile, the biggest problem for the Biden administration remains that Kamala Harris is the backup to this dullard, senile president. It's hard to find a knife duller than Joe Biden. Somehow they found a spoon and made her vice president. Here was Kamala Harris yesterday, saying something or other about NCAA women's brackets. She is just terrible at this.
Do you know, okay, a bit of a history lesson. Do you know that women were not, the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022? Think about that and what that talk about progress, you know, better late than never, but progress and what that has done. Because, of course, when, you know, I had a bracket, it's not broken completely, but I won't talk about my bracket. But you know what, just how we love March Madness, and even just now allowing the women to have brackets and what that does to encourage people to talk more about the women's teams, to watch them. Now they're being covered, you know, and this is the reality. People used to say, oh, women's sports, who's interested? Well, if you can't see it, you won't be. But when you see it, you realize, oh.
Oh, my God. She's so terrible. By the way, Barack Obama has been filling out the women's NCAA bracket since 2009. Kamala Harris pretending that women are victims in the United States in order to garner political power. She's so awkward and so terrible. No one knew that Veep was actually a documentary. Apparently, it really, really, really is. And meanwhile, we will get to one piece of good news today, since all the news appears to be pretty bad. Now, one piece of good news is that even the left is realizing they need to dissociate from DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Last night on The Daily Show, Charlemagne the God was hosting, and he actually went after DEI, which was kind of a shock.
The truth about DEI is that although it's well-intentioned, it's mostly garbage, okay? It's kind of like the Black Little Mermaid. Just because racists hate it doesn't mean it's good. And you know I'm right, because every one of you has sat through one of those diversity training sessions and thought, this is And it's not just you. Over 900 studies have shown that DEI programs don't make the workplace better for minorities. In fact, it can actually make things worse because of the backlash effect. And honestly, I'm not surprised these programs didn't work. And here's why. It's just corporate PR. They want good vibes. And also, they want to cover their okay? Did you know that if a company gets sued for civil rights violations, just having a DEI program will be counted as evidence in their favor, even if the program doesn't do okay? It's the I have a black friend of the legal system, right? We don't need corporate DEI.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that people are finally getting wise to this. Pretty amazing stuff there from Charlemagne the God. Good to see at least a little bit of rationality in this insane political time. Did you know a baby's heart begins to beat at just 3 weeks? At 5 weeks, the heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. This can sometimes be a baby's only defense in the womb, because when moms who are considering abortion hear that baby's heartbeat via ultrasound, they're twice as likely to choose life. Preborn rescues 200 babies every day from abortion by simply providing moms with ultrasounds. By 6 weeks, a baby's eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a baby's elbows and knees are able to bend. Preborn needs your help to save these precious lives. Preborn is out there on the front lines. They're helping women choose life. Please consider sponsoring one ultrasound for just $28 and save a life today. Or if you have the means, consider a leadership gift of $5,000. That tax-deductible gift will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours and help rescue 200 innocent lives. Go to preborn.com/Ben to donate today. It's the most important thing you're going to do today, maybe ever, because saving lives doesn't get more important than that. Go to preborn.com/Ben. These ultrasounds are, in fact, life-saving. Moms meet their babies long before they're born. When they meet their baby, it makes it a lot harder for them to get an abortion. Go to preborn.com/Ben or dial #250 and say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. We'll get to more on this in just a moment. First, it sometimes feels like the future of America is doomed. A majority of Gen Z supports left-wing policies like open borders and socialism. If we don't reach them and change their minds, the country we know and love will be lost forever. PragerU is the leading nonprofit when it comes to influencing young people. Their educational, entertaining, pro-American videos meet young people where they are and open their minds to the truth. But they need our help. Go to PragerU.com, make a tax-deductible donation. Whatever you give right now will be tripled and have three times the impact. Donate $10, it triples to $30. Give $100, it triples to $300. PragerU is 100% free to everyone with no fees and no subscriptions. They don't rely on ads or clickbait headlines. Contrary to what the left says, PragerU is not funded by a handful of billionaires. It's funded by people like you. To keep making awesome content, reaching millions, and changing minds, PragerU needs your help. We've been a sister company to PragerU for a very long time. We are actually instrumental in the creation of PragerU's modern iteration. Go to PragerU.com right now. Help them out. They're doing amazing work. PragerU.com to donate today. Go check them out. PragerU.com. Meanwhile, the media, recognizing that Joe Biden's foreign policy is a complete disaster area, they are now attempting to suggest that Donald Trump is mirroring Joe Biden's foreign policy, particularly with regard to Israel. So there was an interview that Donald Trump did recently with an Israeli newspaper called Israel Hayom, in which he was talking about the state of Israel and its foreign policy with regard to Gaza. And he basically said Israel needs to hurry up and end the war because the PR disaster is bad for Israel. Okay, that happens to be true. Israel should have moved much faster. Israel made a crucial mistake in the opening hours of this war. They took the West too seriously. What I mean by that is that we in the West, we like to talk a lot about human rights and humanitarianism. The reality is what the population cannot bear is not bad pictures on our TV. We can bear that, but only for a very short time. If it lasts for a very long time, then we start to get upset. So, for example, if it's the war in Iraq in 1991 and we see a highway of death, we can do that for like a few days. If it lasts a few months, we start to get antsy. So if you are an American ally, short and dirty is better than long and less dirty. Israel listened to the United States on the humanitarian measures, which is why they were shuttling civilians all around the Gaza Strip. It's why they've been allowing in literally tons of food aid every single day. The reason that they've been doing that is out of deference to the Americans, and also because Israel is a democracy and would like to see civilians not killed. But it turns out that when you do that, the press still hates you, and then they seek your defeat anyway. And Donald Trump knows that. So that's what Donald Trump is saying. So the other day, he was on Hugh Hewitt's radio show, and Trump was talking about the situation in Israel. He said Israel was losing the PR war. He said they put out tapes all the time. Every night, they're releasing tapes of a building falling down. They shouldn't be releasing tapes like that. That's why they're losing the PR war. Israel's absolutely losing the PR war. He is correct about that. Israel is losing the PR war because they fundamentally, again, believe that the American people are willing to look at ugly pictures on their TV if they understand that those ugly pictures are necessary in order to achieve victory. But the truth is, the American people don't like ugly pictures on our TV, like under any circumstances. And if those ugly pictures last for like 2 weeks, then we're okay. And if those ugly pictures last for like 6 months, then we become slightly less okay. And Trump knows that because he's a TV guy. He says, I think that's one of the reasons there's been a lot of kickback. If people didn't see that every single night, I'd watch and single every one of those. I think Israel wanted to show it's tough. Sometimes you shouldn't be doing that. He said Israel was releasing tapes of buildings falling down. People are imagining there's lots of people in those buildings and they don't like it. Again, he said that Israel should hurry up. That he's right about that. He is correct about that. But the media are treating that as though he's anti-Israel. No, no, no. Joe Biden literally just told Israel to stop fighting Hamas because Chef Jose Andres told him that he was mad about the World Central Kitchen disaster. That's anti-Israel. Joe Biden is putting every ounce of pressure he can muster on the Israeli government right now to oust the sitting government that was elected and also to force them to preemptively declare a ceasefire while hostages are still being held by Hamas. That's anti-Israel. Donald Trump is saying Israel should do what it has to do and do it fast and get it over with. That's not anti-Israel. That's good advice. Okay, meanwhile, Donald Trump out on the campaign trail continues to rip into Joe Biden. President Trump is a funny person. Here he was on Hugh Hewitt the other day talking about Joe Biden being drugged up for various debates and speeches.
You've said you'll debate him anywhere, anytime. Do you think he'll agree to any debate?
Anywhere, anytime.
Do you think he'll agree?
I don't think so, but I hope he does. What happened is, you know, that white stuff that they happened to find, which happened to be cocaine in the White House. I don't know. I think something's going on there because I watched his State of the Union and he was all jacked up at the beginning. By the end, he was fading fast. There's something going on there. I want to debate. And I think debates with him, at least, should be drug tested. I want to.
Mr. President, are you suggesting President Biden's using cocaine?
I don't know what he's using, but that was not. Hey, he was higher than a kite.
I mean, fact check, true. But again, the problem with Joe Biden really isn't that he's senile, it's that he's wrong on nearly everything. Alrighty, folks, the rest of the show is continuing right now. We'll be deconstructing all of the culture because it's a Friday. If you're not a member, become a member. Use code Shapiro. Check out for 2 months free on all annual plans. Click that link in the description and join us.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave or the brand new Sprint 3 razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.